Jan White, Rabbi Israel Goldfein, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Gedola, Johannesburg, to address the Chief Rabbi.
President of the Republic of South Africa, Mrs. Mbeki, honored rabbis, distinguished guests, Rabbi Warren Goldstein, my dear and beloved student, as your teacher of many years, I have the duty and the privilege this morning to instruct you in your awesome responsibilities in the office of Chief Rabbi of the South African Jewish community. As the mantle of leadership is being placed on your very young but strong shoulders, know well what this entails. You shall be obligated to lead this great community in the ways of our sacred Torah, as given to our forefathers by Moses, our teacher and master, from the hand of the Almighty at Mount Sinai. Lamed es ha'am das es ha'derech yilchu bo es ha'masa asher ya'asun, to teach the nation the knowledge of God, the ways in which to walk, and the deeds they are to fulfill. Therefore, the Almighty commanded all of the kings of Israel, and I quote, that this Torah shall be with you all of the days of your life, so you shall fear the Almighty and guard all that is herein written. The Almighty commanded Joshua, saying, be strong, strengthen yourself with resolve and determination. This Torah shall never cease from your lips. Your thoughts and study shall be in it by day and by night. I repeat, this Torah shall never cease from your lips. Your thoughts and study shall be in it by day and by night. And then and only then will all of your ways be successful. This is what the Almighty commanded Joshua. Tzedek, tzedek, tishpot. You shall pursue justice for all men, between man, his brother, and the stranger. And therefore you will fear no man, the mighty, nor the wealthy, nor accept favors or bribes. Ki hashochad ya'aver einei chachomim, bisaleh divrei tzadikim, for favors and bribes blind the eyes of the wise and corrupt the paths of the righteous. You shall be a father, a protector, a champion, champion the rights of the widow, the orphan, and the stranger, to emulate the Almighty himself, who declares, although my abode is on the highest of all highs, I am always a father to the orphan, the widow, the stranger, and to all who are downtrodden. You shall be required to walk in front of your nation, to be their leader, not behind them, not to follow them. Unlike King Saul, who said, Ki yoresi mino'om, bo eshma bikolom, I feared the nation, and therefore heeded their demands. But like Moses, our master, who demanded from the Almighty a leader like himself, asher yetzei lifneihem, who will walk in front of them and fear no man. And as David, our king, who even in his tender youth feared not Goliath, the mighty giant of the Philistines, and exclaimed, the Almighty who has saved me from the lion and from the bear will also save me from this evil giant. And as David commanded his young son Solomon, Bechazakto b'hayisa le'ish, strengthen yourself to be a man. You shall accord honor to the historic forebearers of this sacred office, amongst them your immediate predecessor, the Chief Rabbi Cyril Harris, may the Almighty send him a speedy and complete recovery. You shall respect and protect their great achievements, and together with the best dean and your learned and distinguished colleagues, use these as foundation stones to build on them, and to bring this community to ever greater heights. And finally and foremost, your way shall be the paths of beauty and peace, bringing the honor and love of the Almighty to all of mankind. As our teacher and master Maimonides has written, the entire Torah was given but to bring peace unto the entire world. As it states, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all of her paths are peace. To the Union of Orthodox Synagogues, hearty congratulations on the wisdom of your selection. You have chosen an Avrech, like our forefather Joseph, young in years, but mature in wisdom. Young in years, in youthful energies and aspirations, mature in the knowledge and the ways of the world, and wise in the vast and endless depths of the Sea of our Talmud, enabling him, with the help of God, to meet the enormous challenges lying ahead. To the distinguished parents of our new chief rabbi and of our new chief rebbetzin, who will be sharing in this heavy burden of leadership, Ashreichem ki holadetem. How fortunate are you who have brought these offsprings into the world and have witnessed their ascending the mountain of the Almighty. To the President of the Republic of South Africa, you, together with Mrs. Umbeki, the Minister, have honored our community this morning with your distinguished presence, and we extend our thanks and deep gratitude. South Africa has given our Jewish community the greatest and most precious gift possible, the freedom to serve the Almighty God amidst peace and tranquility. For this we owe this country a great debt of honor, which must be repaid by the interjection of the enormous Jewish energies and talents to assist you, Mr. President, and your government to build the Republic of South Africa into one of the world's great nations, where justice and peace will reign for all of her inhabitants. And may the Almighty cast his protective eye on this entire assembly and guide us in his paths of setting for shalom, justice, and peace. Thank you.